This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it was a morning show talking about. Maybe it was yesterday. I saw some stuff, too.
What, Tom Seaver?
No, what happened with that?
Boomer thinks McClain's Tom Seaver.
Boomer thinks McClain is Tom
Or Nolan Ryan. A little bit of a combo. We'll get to it later. What did you hear on the morning
After
show?
After four games?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Just the way he looks.
I heard Boomer in his stat pack on the morning show. I just got a weird text that's distracted me here.
What does it say?
Thank you for your payment of blah, 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 blah. Huh. What the hell? I don't even know what that is.
Well, it sounds like you may have just been hustled.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is...
Dear Mr. Licata, thank you for your payment of $3,922.
No, there's no link. It says RWJBH. Thank you for your payment of $103. Your balance is paid in full. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Somebody had a couple of drinks on you, maybe.
Is that like a bank or a hospital or something like that? You guys go to like a doctor's visit?
I don't know what that is, but I don't even think that's my card number. It comes up the number. I got to look into that.
Well, I hope not, because you just told everybody in New York what it is.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't say the number.
The letters that you gave.
Ignore it. It's a scam.
It's a scam. Sal, I've gotten some of that stuff, too. Yeah, but just don't respond.
So and then it says reply stop to opt out. So it's like, if I reply, then it's going to scam me? Like, how
Correct.
Is this going to scam me?
They may know it's a real number, and they'll keep sending you stuff.
Okay.
And then hope you bite. Hope that you're the 87-year-old grandma who's unsuspecting, poor woman, just trying to save whatever she has.
Yeah, my mother. Why do I keep getting these texts? No, I heard them talking about whether you should boo Rodgers or not. Jeff fans boo Rodgers. It's honestly not even something that ever crossed my mind. Like, booing guys that come back to New York. Obviously, Soto was a big one coming back to Yankee Stadium. That's the one that comes to mind most recently. It happens all the time with guys who leave or guys who get traded. Okay, you know, certain guys you don't like, guys who want to perform. The idea of booing Rodgers. Now, I'm all into the storyline. I think it's a fascinating storyline right out of the gate with Rodgers coming back. A different Aaron Rodgers with a totally different team and different expectations. You know, even with Justin Fields going against his former team, I love
it. Nobody cares about that as much. It's really Rodgers.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If it weren't for Rodgers, then I think it'd be a bigger thing.
Yeah, juicy.
It's certainly the side B story or whatever with Justin Fields, but there's intrigue there with the former quarterbacks and former teams. But the idea that a Jeff fan would actually go to this game, and that's a whole other note there.
Yeah, I got something on that.
The idea that Jeff fans would go to this game looking to boo Rodgers, for what? This guy didn't... Aaron Rodgers wasn't the one who screwed the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you everything he had. Unfortunately, he got hurt the first year in the first play of the season. He came back. He tried. He actually put up decent numbers statistically last year. I don't think he was bad. You and I were both on the same page with that guy. I don't think he was bad for their club out, for their locker room or anything like that. So why in the world would a Jet fan contemplate going to that game booing Aaron Rodgers?
Because they're just inherently angry. That's one answer. That's probably the answer, you know. The other thing, too, is, listen, I don't know what the exact line of demarcation is or was, but somewhere along the line and somewhere along the way, people just forgot how to comport themselves. Like, their fandom sensibilities are out the window, and, I mean, flip a coin in terms of what's going to happen. I don't know. But I'll tell you what should happen. Nothing. You don't stand up and give Aaron Rodgers a standing ovation because he really didn't do anything for you.
Right.
You don't stand up and vociferously boo him because he didn't do anything wrong. I mean, so to me, and I've never really been a booer, and we've talked about this, right. Like I've never been one to stand up and boo, you know, maybe a few expletives if I'm pissed off, a couple of beers in me back in the day, but no, I'm really not a booer. To me, you react with that kind of emotion, whether it's the, well, you shouldn't curse in front of the kids, but like the booing, for a lack of hustle, lack of engagement, a lack of effort, or if you proactively leave me and go to, like, one of my rivals because now you're saying that I'm not as good or I'm not good enough for you.
You hurt me.
And that hurts, now I'm going to come out. Like, honestly, Soto comes to the Bronx, I'm going to boo you because you went to the Mets.
Yeah, he should have gotten booed there.
No, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Now, I think that if anybody stands up and boos Rodgers, it is missing that. Now, people will, not if. When some people do that, it is missing the mark so much. It's really sad because if you think about what Aaron Rodgers tried to do, he tried. I know it didn't work, guys. I get that. He tried to resuscitate one of the most moribund, pathetic franchises in all of team sports. He was all in, whether it's going to the Knicks playoff games with Sauce or, you know, going to Broadway shows with the O-line or being at the facility. He tried. He's old. He got hurt. Didn't work.
Also didn't run from the expectations, welcome them, did it with respect as it pertains to the legend, Joe Namath, whatever it may be, Super Bowl trophies. Like,
good point.
There was not, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. I love the idea of Rodgers coming here. I loved what he was saying, all that he was doing. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, mainly because he got hurt. And the second part of that would be because he was dealing with an inept head coach and just an entire Jets hierarchy. So it wasn't really his fault. Matter of fact, I wanted them back. I understand why they moved on. I would have loved to have seen Rodgers here and give it one more go. Now, it probably wouldn't have worked out to the levels that they would hope anyway. So understand why they wanted to cut bait, clean slate, fresh start with Aaron Glenn. Totally get it. But the idea that you would boo Aaron Rodgers, have any ill will toward Rodgers, it's not his fault. If anything, and I'm with you, because as I heard the morning show talking about it,
were they saying that they should boo him?
I caught a very little bit of it, and maybe they talked about it prior to the segment that I heard, and it was just like the tail end of it. But like, to me, the word that came up in my mind was agnostic. Like you said, I would not have, there's no vitriol, and it's certainly not like a round of applause. I'm not going to give him a standing ovation. I mean, if anything, maybe I could stand up and just at least respect that, you know what, he tried, he embraced being a Jet. Like, that's not a little deal. That's a big deal. Embracing being a New York Jet.
I know.
When he did it. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maybe if anything, I could give him a slight clap or whatever. But either way, it's like there are no feelings. Certainly no ill will toward Aaron Rodgers.
I'd say to this, you know, to this level, and I'm with you obviously here. Like when I'm watching the Steelers throughout the season, and I'm watching Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is not playing the Jets, meaning every other game that they play, I'm going to be rooting for Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to hope that he does well. Now, why would I not?
I'm going to root for him in Week One. You know that. Probably.
That's fine.
Do we have the point spread on that? I haven't looked. I'm
2.5. Come on, I'm already on top of
this,
man.
They're giving 2.5?
I don't know if it changed with Vera Tucker's injury. No, it's not going to move a half a point.
Steelers are giving 2.5.
Yes, so the Jets are 2.5-point dogs at home.
I love Rodgers so much, and more about my love for him. I believe in him, and I believe in the Steelers. So to me, that's why I'd be rooting for him. But I'm with you. Like, aside from obviously wanting the Jets and Giants to win every game possible, I do want to see Rodgers have success and, you know, go out on a high note if this is his, you know, the final year of his career.
When he's playing the Ravens twice and the and you know the other teams in the North, obviously, like those are going to be must watch games. And to me, now I'm able to get this, and many well, I shouldn't say many, but there's a decent amount of Jet fans who won't be able to get past this, and I'm not really judging you, even though I think that you're wrong. So I guess there is a little judgment. But to me, I look at it very simply. I just enjoy watching, I'll use the word decaying, but not disrespectfully, decaying legends, titans of the game, play.
Right.
Like, you know, Tom Brady, Peyton, play as long as Eli running out there at 39-foot. Play as long as you can. You know, really, Roger Clemens out there in his 40s. To me, it's a beautiful thing. Like, golfers hanging on and trying to, you know, when Jack won the Masters in 86 at the age of 46, I wasn't watching golf. I was only 12. But in hindsight, I grew to appreciate that. Like, why would we want to just delete the legends from our viewing pleasure unless he's beating your team? Like, I just enjoy that.
Is there a part of you, though, that would maybe right now you're not able to feel it, but if he did have success, forget about week one head-to-head,
because then that's going to bother you. Picture.
I'm talking about down the road. You mentioned against the Ravens or whatever. If you see Rodgers lead the Steelers to the postseason, have success in a playoff game, is there a part of you that would say, this is supposed to be us, and be bothered, not at him necessarily, but just in general.
The situation.
Well, yeah, if he
the had reality of what I am and what the Steelers are.
Bingo.
Yes.
That he was able to have success there.
Yeah.
2 years older than what he was.
I know. But it wouldn't be in the form of blame. It would be maybe in the form of jealousy, but in a healthy way. You know, like anytime we talk about the Jets and the Giants, now it's a little different Yankee-Met dynamic, especially now with Soto on the Mets. But as a Jets fan, I've always said, I don't hate the Giants. I'm jealous of the Giants' success. Right. I wish I had four Super Bowl trophies hanging in the entrance to my building instead of one that I wasn't even born when they won it in 69 would name it. So, no, I think that I also think if the Jets are having a good season, it will be minimized a little bit, any success that Rodgers has, if he does, from a team and an individual perspective. If the Jets are trash, it's going to maybe that wound's going to be a little deeper and a little bit more raw, and it's going to bother me a little bit differently. But I'm generally, and I used the word jealous before, but I'm not a jealous person to the point where I wish ill will on good people. I've never been that person. And to me, Aaron Rodgers, at his core, is a good person. I really believe that. I think a lot of people disagree with some of his beliefs, and that's their. And I don't agree with everything he said either.
Right.
Some of the things he's espoused, I think, are fundamentally wrong, but that's fine. At least he's a critical thinker. He's free. He latches on to freedom of speech, and I respect that. He's not afraid of people trying to cancel him, and I respect that.
He's not afraid to be himself.
100%. Now, it's also easy to do that when you got $150 million in the bank.
I understand.
Because if somebody does cancel, you go to Hawaii and you eat coconuts and hang in a hammock all day.
There are certain things that a lot of people can say or can't do.
That they want to. Correct.
Because you just nailed it. You got to put food on the table. You got to pay the mortgage.
Yep. Like,
he doesn't have to worry about that. But I respect anybody who is unafraid to completely be themselves regardless of the consequences. Again, it's easier to do that when you got $150 million whatever contract.
A little parachute there. And the other thing, too, I know we got a break here. The other thing, too, though, and I'm curious with Jet fans, if they're going to boo Rodgers, 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. The other thing, too, is, now, some people say, well, it was just for show. It's all Aaron Rodgers doing it for Aaron Rodgers. Maybe. I don't know what was going through his mind. The way I interpret, and of course, like an idiot, I took the bait a little bit. Maybe he will come back by the end of the season when he ruptures his Achilles like an idiot, like I always am with these Jets. God, they spin me in knots, this team. But you know how I really did, aside from getting excited that he might come back?
We're getting into heat and stuff.
God,
he's coming back,
God,
man.
God almighty.
The Buffalo game, Washington on Christmas Day.
He's going to play. Yeah, I know. He's going to play. 3 months after he had his Achilles reattached to the back of his ankle bone.
He made
bone.
People believe.
I know. But why I give him, and maybe it was fully selfish, I don't know. How I took it a little bit was that he was trying to inspire his teammates. Like, maybe that's overly corny. Oh, you know, I think that he really assumed the leadership and took it so serious enough with the Jets, which is why I would not boo him, that going out there, even throwing, you know, 9-yard little spirals without really moving his feet was his way of telling his teammates, we're not done yet. And right. I'm out here. I just had big time surgery. You're healthy. Go play hard and figure something out.
Yeah.
And I respected that.
And I really do believe he wanted and he believed he was going to come back.
So did I.
It just wasn't scientifically possible. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.